Hey, by the way, I don't appreciate the stupid tweet messages with the rocket launcher that the center used. You see how that ball got back there?
Dude, it hit him right in the mitts.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Should we add that to the Olympics to see if Tobin could field a rocket launcher snap?
That's a snap?
No, dude, he would have to put a helmet on.
Whoa! Well, we got a helmet in studio.
So silly. You think it
was easy?
Like for him?
But you have to understand, if you're used to catching a ball certain speed, and then one comes 10, 15 miles an hour faster.
I will say the sound on it was like, phew, like it hit, like I could definitely hear it hit the hands hard, but also catch it, dude.
It was, I've never seen a snap that quick ever. Never. That was close anyway. And the only other snap that was like that was when he snapped it 30 yards over what's his name's head. So I'm willing to bet that his assignment on both of those plays were very similar, and he felt that he had to snap it quick and get the hell out of there.
I don't know. What I do know is...
don't know about a football, but Tobin can catch a meatball.
love meatballs. Giving you a chance to win a pair of three-day passes to go to Tortuga Music Festival, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Is that what you're wearing, Jeffy?
Yeah, I saw a liner and I had to wear the shirt.
Ah. Well, it's on Fort Lauderdale Beach. You guys can see Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, and more. If you guys want to win those passes, text the word country to 20357. That's 20357. Text the word country for more information. Go to WQM.com. It's text contest, message, and data rates may apply. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Look, misery loves company. We have not made fun of the Jets nearly enough today. And from that, we have Aaron Rodgers.
For this team, is that how you see it? And how do you get out of it? I mean, because... You could just stay in this as well.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it. Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. Doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams, but if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
Thanks.
Could have fooled me.
Hey, you know, not for nothing, you do play a major role in that, Aaron.
Yeah, you do.
Right? Like, what are we doing?
I know the darkness.
Right. I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, you are the quarterback that you're saying we need to score 30.
I think both the Jets and Dolphin has made enough peace with the darkness, Aaron.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is the quarterback ain't sitting here.
Josh Hart says Robert Salas smiling right now, no doubt.
Haven't
won a game without him. 5 straight losses. Oh yeah, come on.
Remember they said we just needed something to energize the team.
And yep.
Yeah, but here you can't energize.
Jeffy, what are you, a Dolphins reporter? What's going on there? Who's typing loud?
A stenographer.
Dude, why you got...
Wow.
What the hell kind of keyboard is that?
You're typing like you got like a deadline. Look at how big
those things are. It's like the same on a real typewriter.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I like hearing the clicks.
What?
We don't.
Yeah, we don't. I think you got to kind of, you know, for... otherwise,
I'll put myself on mute then.
All right. Wow. You, Marcos, objectively, that has to be a minus one for lashing out.
You're lashing out on my keyboard. What are you talking about?
Yeah, your keyboard is interrupting the show.
Minus one.
Sounds like we're in a back room.
Wait,
sounds like we're in a back room at the Miami Herald.
Let me go ahead and get some chips and start munching on.
Whoa, Leroy!
Take responsibility for your own actions. Don't ask how other people.
Okay. Exactly. Why? Okay. You don't like it when it gets stuck with you.
Listen, jeez. I've been eating number soft foods today.
It's very nice.
Classic boomerang lash out.
See, except for the crunchy bacon, but I did it during break.
Jesus.
Bacon is delicious. Mima's back, boy. Woo-hoo, I'm in heaven.
Who is she?
You make those egg and egg.
Hey, are you legally married?
I still don't know, dude.
This dude, he goes, hey, Leroy, quick question. So, you know, not for nut, Marcos.
Yeah.
You're supposed to read all those details beforehand.
Nah, I was distracted.
And here's what you have to understand.
Yeah.
In a lot of when you have to get documents signed,
yeah,
they want blue ink, so you can't stamp it.
Yeah.
So,
well, why is she signing green crayon then? What was the point of that? What was
Mima?
She came with a crayon. So this will do, right? This is fine.
Me and Marcos were looking at a frame or something, and we come back, and damn, they was married. Like, what happened? I thought he had to be here for something.
I wasn't even at my wedding. It's crazy.
I can't
want to stamp it in the bedroom?
Whoa, there it goes.
You want to know what kind of ink you need?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Blue chew ink, dude.
Whoa.
I don't even have a read. I just want to use that one for a later date.
I really have post-traumatic liner disorder.
You guys can still use the promo code SHOWPONY, though, like, even though I don't have a read today. I'll give them a freebie. That's month free.
Definitely $5 shipping you for sure.
BlueChew.com.
Okay.
Anyway.
What are you saying okay for, Jennifer?
Like, he was not going to do a liner, and look at him. He's doing a read, whatever.
That one's free.
Wink. Wink.
Why are you down lashing out on me?
I'm not lashing out on you. I'm just saying.
You want to know where else you want to hit the keyboard?
Oh, okay. What? What do you mean?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It's weird.
I know why. Hey, just why so loud, Jennifer?
I'm typing. That's part of my job. I'm so sorry.
Look. I'm typing.
You have different keys than I do, okay? Mine are more weighted than yours.
Yeah, we know. Yours are from like the days of like Red Barber.
I feel like where you're typing, like the Flintstones, a little man is in the back going.
He's running.
Yes, he's running back and forth.
You type like Bert Sugar.
I like hearing it.
Usually people buy like quieter keyboards. You're like, let me get the louder one if that's possible.
She's like, I want to write like I have to talk about the legacy of Jack Johnson.
Oh, Jack. Oyster birds, round in second.
Take a break. But before that, you guys want to win a 4-pack of tickets to Heat Kings?
Yeah.
Caller number 3 for the number of fumbles Tua had yesterday. Caller 3 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 3 will get themselves a 4-pack of tickets to Heat Kings on November 4th. At the Kaseya Center, you guys can go up close and personal to see how much that statue really does look like D. Wade. Take a break. Caller 3 to our contest line, 305-567-0560. Win those Heat Kings tickets. Back after this.
And we all know everything, but it's different time will bring. Or in peace, our hearts will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Who won the tickets there, Marcos?
Larry out of Homestead was the winner of those tickets.
Congratulations to Larry. He is going to Heat Kings. We got a 4-pack every single day this week to give you and a chance to go see the Heat take on the Kings. Heat back in action tonight. They are taking on the Detroit Pistons. Dwayne Wade will, it'll be D-Wade statue night. So everybody going to the game will be able to see it in person, and D-Wade, I believe, will address the crowd, I think, at halftime. So that'll be cool. 7:30 is your tip from the Kaseya Center. Preheat 6:15. Tommy Tag, Solana, they'll get you ready. Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert will have the call for you from his house. And also tonight, Cats back in action. 7 o'clock puck drop. That's on 790. If you guys want to listen to that game, Alexander Barkov is making his return tonight. So Barky back on the ice tonight for the Cats.
Injury was?
I think it was low. I think it was lower body. I don't think, you know, hockey. They don't say. They don't say, dude. They don't say.
You know, very what I think it was though. As a champion now. Didn't want to deal with those scrubs, you know? Just wanted a little extra time.
Just when out. You say scrubs, you just mean like the loser teams that they were taking on?
Boston, I mean, you know, everyone, all of Canada. We just say all
really,
of
they really are. Like, you know, every team that, you know, thinks they're going to stand in the Cat's way, they've really, they put it on them. And it's been very, very great to see the kind of season they're having. And then what about Spencer Knight? You know, like, it's great to see him start to settle in. Like, obviously got off to a rough start in that game, but settled down and got to his thing. Remember, this kid's still very, very young. Mm-hmm. And goes in there, is able to settle down for them. And then to get Tkachuk back, I mean, this is Matthew Tkachuk. What a pain in the ass he is. I mean, him and the goalie are getting into a fight. People are so furious about his first goal. They're like, "Who's goalie interference?" You know what Matthew Tkachuk makes people do? Makes them whine a lot, man. I'm sorry. If you can't handle it, you know, don't let it break you mentally. That's the whole point, is the Tkachuk head games. They get to you.
Head games. Oh, still falling for it.
They're still falling for it. Him and the goalie, like, I mean, like, he's going to make a goalie drop the gloves. It's going to happen.
I mean, but everybody has a guy on their team like that, right?
Yeah, but it's not typically your best player or your second best player.
Right. That's the thing. It's who it is. It's not that.
Yeah, it's usually some goon or, like, you know, a Radko Gudas there to just throttle you. Although Radko Gudas is now the captain of the Ducks.
I saw a beautiful story of Radko Gudas while we're still talking about him briefly. Apparently, he had a... got into a fight with another NHL player 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then his son made it to the NHL. Not Radko, the person who he fought, also fought Radko Gudas. And I was like, oh.
Wow. Okay. So he fought two generations.
Two generations of players Radko Gudas is out here fighting.
Did you see, Leroy, did you see that Anthony Richardson's getting killed because he took a playoff?
Ah.
Yeah, he was tired. His head. Wait, I did see this interesting stat. At one point, he was 2-for-15 for 80 yards.
Wow. And a touchdown. Crazy.
Like,
he is all or nothing.
It really is all or nothing.
I mean,
that's fun football. I'll tell you what.
I mean, he wasn't. I'm trying to think. So, no, there was two teams who had their backup quarterback come in and win the game. One was Green Bay. Because their quarterback pulled the groin again. Was it Tennessee?
Oh, Jordan Love. Yeah, Jordan Love got hurt again.
Was it Tennessee or was it?
Isn't it crazy? The only guy who's like these contracts are working out for right now, Jared Goff.
Yep.
God, the Lions are fun. So jealous.
Well, you know who you can give that to. We're not going 7-9.
Old Jeff Fisher. Well, I mean, McVay did get a Super Bowl. You can't help but listen. Life ain't so good without Aaron Donald, huh?
Did he? He didn't win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
No, he won it with Stafford.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Anthony Richardson says, "I was tired. Ain't gonna lie. That was from all the running right there. So I did. I didn't think I was gonna be able to make the next play. So I told the coach I needed a break right there."
Oh my God! What is that? What is happening to the world? I don't care if you're going to drop. The quarterback doesn't get a playoff.
Mm.
Rat McAfee said, "I had never seen an NFL QB tap out while still being healthy until watching Anthony Richardson. Your QB is your franchise. This message sends the message it sends is loud and influential. Yeah, says the guy who kowtows to Aaron Rodgers every single week with his nonsense.
Here's the other thing, though.
Kowtow.
Their franchise player is also their leading damn rusher who runs around all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm really worried. Like, obviously, he runs everywhere.
Tell us more about the darkness, Aaron. Punting.
The snorting for punt.
Was Cleveland Ravens the biggest shocker?
That, and I think, I mean, it probably that one definitely should be by record. I still think people are shocked the Patriots beat the Jets the way that they did.
I mean, they have the same record. So what are you saying? Because you got Aaron Rodgers, the team is still bad.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, like, dude, they had a lot of how many Super Bowl bets did they have this year? A lot of people expected a lot of that team. I know you didn't. Okay. Congratulations.
Well, I'm just telling you, it had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you don't go, dude, let me explain something to you. You don't go from leading the league in quarterback sacks and giving up sacks to where you need to be to have Aaron Rodgers on your team. Off of a torn Achilles.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm looking over the scores. Like, for sure, the
A lot of games were closer than we thought.
Yep, a lot of games were closer. There were some big spreads for sure. Stupid Chiefs are still undefeated.
I mean, like, do we not? You know what's amazing?
So annoying.
Is it me or their football is not even exciting anymore? So you just don't even watch?
Yeah, it is. It's just like, oh, the Chiefs. Yeah, they're just getting to that point where people are, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So how about tonight? We have Giants.
Steelers Giants.
Steelers Giants.
Pittsburgh 6-point favorite at home.
You don't trust
Russell Wilson.
It's not that I don't trust him. Like, if you look at him playing quarterback, he's fine. If he just didn't talk.
Yep.
I think everybody would like Russell Wilson if he didn't talk and try to be, you know, like he tries to be something he's not. Just be quarterback. Just be, you know, have a family and married to Ciara and stuff like that. Look, Leroy really does hate. Nope, you have to understand that my issue with Aaron Rodgers has been consistent since before the season. And that is a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles. I don't care if he's Aaron Rodgers.
But he's used to the darkness, Leroy.
Yeah, okay. Like, you ain't getting me with that nonsense.
I can't even see right now. We have the lights off, Aaron. Punting.
Oh, my God.
The snorts before punting is what I'm talking about. Punting.
So let's see. Tennessee played decent.
Like Calvin all Ridley the games finally were, got going.
Huh?
Who played decent? Tennessee? They got waxed 52-14, dude. Yeah, what are you talking about?
No. Here's what I wrote down for you.
Do you mean the Volunteers?
I'm thinking of somebody else. But here's what I wrote from that game. Do me a favor. Pull up the stats of Detroit. Okay. And ask me how they scored 52 points. And explain to me, how many yards passing did they have?
Jared Goff?
Just go to the bottom. They all threw passes.
All right, Jared Goff.
They all had threw. What?
He was 12 of 15 for 85 yards.
Okay. What?
Three touchdowns.
Okay. Nope. Okay. Go to the rushing. Who's the leading rusher?
Jahmyr Gibbs, 11 carries, 127 yards.
Yeah.
Right.
But a big drop.
They won 50. They won 52-14. How?
All right. Hold on.
They had a punt return.
I know that I saw Mason Rudolph throw pick six to intangibles. Huh.
Who else threw a touchdown? David Montgomery threw a touchdown?
Yes.
What? The running back
threw a touchdown? It just got to a point.
They had a punt return touchdown?
Yeah.
Yep.
And they had a pick six. I know that.
Okay, that's...
I think they had... It wasn't a pick six, but I think it was like put them like right on the doorstep.
Okay. Okay.
They just,
how many picks did
they had a toss. It's a toss to David Montgomery. He stops and throws a touchdown. This is great.
Right. But do you understand? Looking at those stats, how in the hell did they get 52 points?
Well, I mean, the Titans stats were not very impressive, I guess. I don't know. That was the only game. I mean, like, I was at the ceremonies. The only game I saw yesterday was the Dolphins. I watched a little NFL primetime, but I was like, oh, oof. Scores are crazy. But yeah, you're right. That is pretty nuts. When's the last time somebody's got waxed that much with the starting quarterback throwing for 85 yards?
Right. 85 yards and you win 52-14.
That's pretty wild.
Other than that, New England beating the Jets. Wait, that's not the worst part. They scored 20 plus points.
The Jets, yeah.
So I'm talking about New England.
Yeah, they scored 25. They won 25-22.
You can say what you want about the offense. What happened to this lockdown defense against the worst offense in the league?
Who's it there in Spoke? See him on Tuesday. Punting. Pat McAfee. Give me cheese. Sleeves.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. Let me look at my – because I had another game. There was a lot of close games that, like, with there was a lot of big spreads, but Broncos did what they did. Commanders, that would go down in history as one of the crazy. So the Raiders covered against the Chiefs, right? Wasn't that like a 9?
Probably.
Saints are done.
Yeah,
Bills destroyed the Seahawks. The Eagles, like, holy smokes, Bengals. I bet you everybody bet the Bengals because all we do every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is talk about the crappy job that the Eagles do, yet they're 5-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots. Falcons and Bucks, like Bucks.
Bro, you're getting your Francesa on right now.
Yeah,
you're just like going over every score. You're like, cover the spread there.
Oh, who cares?
138 on the fan. Chargers beat the Saints. Saints have done. Cross them off.
Oh, who cares?
Yankees Dodgers tonight. Shohei, he's gonna be all right. I was so scared for Shohei. You see him hurt his shoulder?
Is he in tonight?
Yeah, he's playing. Well, hey, I was just amazed that those last two baseball games have been
the most baseball I've watched.
On the edge of your seat, exciting.
I know.
So good.
Got a crazy night tonight, too. All four sports in action.
Are we in? Be a fun one. Yeah. I'm trying to think if I'm that interested in the football.
What are you watching tonight? You gotta choose one. Because you're not a two screener, so what are you going with? Heat, Panthers, NFL, World Series.
I can't go between them. I have to pick
just
one.
Just say your remote got lost and you had to flip onto one. What would you watch?
The baseball.
All right.
That's been must see television the last two. And you gotta watch all the innings. Cause if you turn your head, something going down.
Take a break. Back with more after this to wrap it up. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It was a Monday Football Rewind, which is always brought to you by your South Florida Chevrolet dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. My all right. Goes to, unfortunately, Ilya Topuria for retaining his title. I was a skeptic. I look a fool, Ilya. You know,
you root for your guy.
It really was more about Max Holloway, but I will say, you know, I thought it was a great fight. That dude's the truth. Probably the most powerful heavyweight they've had since Conor McGregor.
Heavyweight.
Conor McGregor did the thing where he begged for attention. He's like, ugh. Call me. And I'm like, dude, you're not fighting. And then shockingly, the next day is like, oh, it might be goodbye to him. Dude, you can't say goodbye to something you already left. You're not fighting anymore. Enough. Enough. Tired of it, dude. tired of it. Which would lead me to my oh no. Robert Whittaker's jaw slash teeth.
I still can't look at that without feeling weird.
I broke my jaw.
Via what? Like a hit to the side?
Chicken wing.
I was running in front of the fullback and I got tripped and he healed me. I had a mouthpiece in and changed everything.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's not fun. Hurt like hell.
What's your all right? No, no, Leroy.
My all right is going to go to the damn Cleveland Browns and Jameis Winston.
All right.
I mean, I have never seen a team who brings a guy in midway through the season and he becomes a Pro Bowler more than the Cleveland Browns. Last year was Flacco. This year is Jameis Winston. Like, Jameis Winston can play quarterback. That's not the problem. The problem is he gets too friendly with the football, sharing with the other team. That's been his big thing. But kudos to them. For some reason, it's one of those things. They always beat the Baltimore Ravens once a year. I don't care how bad the team is. They beat the Baltimore Ravens once a year.
That was like, you know, the Dolphins, like the 2000 Dolphins against Tom Brady.
Right.
Know?
It's also good. It's also really good to see Nick Chubb back because he's a cool dude. So, like that. My own no. Like, I put two people in the same room and just give them joint awards. Aaron Rodgers. Stop it. Stop it, dude. Like, you know, you're the starting quarterback. When you say we should be scoring 30, that has mostly to do with you.
He needs to just shut up.
Right.
I know he has to talk because it's like.
No. He don't have to say those things. Right. But then this Stevenson.
I think his first name's Tyreek.
I can't get past this.
Oh, no.
I can't get past how you are celebrating in the end zone while football is going on.
It's crazy.
Have you ever seen that before in football?
No.
Never.
Never.
Like, because football is like the biggest, it ain't over till it's over. That sport does that regardless, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's worse than a guy shooting a three and celebrating and missing the three.
Man. Crazy. That's right up there with who was it who did the shimmy? Was it Nick Young?
Oh yeah. Oh no, is that worse than who was it that shot the ball half court? 10 seconds left. Oh, I don't remember who it was. He got the ball in bounds and then chucked it from 3/4 court. And everybody looked at him like, yo, you got 10 seconds left.
Can we give him a pass because he's a Kane?
No!
All right, fair enough.
He said Kane swag.
I think he was on the same. Was he on the same team as Al Blades Jr. with the double middle fingers?
Oh, my goodness. That team was just swaggy for all the wrong reasons.
Jennifer, what's your all right no-no today?
Well, guys, after watching some of the Dolphins yesterday, I ended up going to the NASCAR playoffs. In Homestead Speedway.
It's right around the corner, right?
Right around the corner. And I loved it. It was
really
so yes, because when I was younger, I used to go to the Hialeah Speedway before it closed down.
AKA so then the coming Palmetto. Back
say that one more time.
AKA the Palmetto.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Have been there, Jennifer. Welcome to the NASCAR 400.
So going to NASCAR yesterday was kind of like a whole full circle moment, and you know, all the championship. So it is to clinch your spot in the championship. Yes, and
the championship used to be down here.
I thought that wasn't.
They might come back, don't they? Come back.
They come back in March.
Okay. Cool.
I saw Michael Jordan also.
Ooh. Does he own? He must own a.
He his driver won actually.
What did he think of the D-Wade statue?
Okay. I don't know. He did not say anything. So it's funny. So my oh no goes to my whole my battery. I forgot to bring a charger. So when I got home pretty late is when I realized the statue. And yeah.
Oh no!
In my head, I thought I was the only one who saw it, but then when I went to check the comments, that
oh no,
I saw. That's when I saw the internet.
The only person that says is they like it is you.
He saw it in person.
I do like it.
We gotta see.
I do like it. I do like it. I do like it.
You like the statue and what the statue means.
Represents.
And what
the face is intense. The face is intense.
You don't like the statue because it looks like D-Wade.
Like maybe this.
That was my whole point, though.
But it does look like D-Wade. It does look like D-Wade.
This much. Oh my goodness.
It does look like D-Wade.
He scared me for a second.
Yeah.
Froggy, what do you got?
My all right. Goes to my brother Lewis. He was kind enough. I was in Baltimore for 24 hours this weekend. Took care of my baby boy and took him to go meet Mickey.
Oh boy.
Yes, he had lunch.
Did you like him?
Yeah, he had lunch with Mickey and didn't freak out. Wasn't like,
that's
who
good.
The hell are these big animal things?
He's tough.
Not a fan of Donald Duck, though. Not really a fan of just, I mean, wasn't scared. Just like not interested. Where's Mickey? Problem is, he kept going and following Mickey around the area and going to other people's table and impeding on their Mickey time. So, bit of a Mickey hog.
No
bit
way.
Of a Mickey hog. But nonetheless, he gets credit for not crying and totally gets my all right.
All right.
The oh no?
My oh no, of course, goes to the Miami Dolphins. Not only for losing the game yesterday, but for costing me one of my four parlays that I had this weekend. Nine-play parlay, dude.
How did I not give an oh-no to Julian Hill?
Oh, come on.
Yes, dude.
Stone hands, dude.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Have we said one good thing about Julian Hill?
I think you can.
We wouldn't even know who he was if it weren't for Tobin.
It's my fault I called him new George Kittle. George Kittle was amazing yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, it was National Tight Ends Day, but don't tell that to our team.
I mean, to be honest with you, they have been using Jonnu Smith some.
Got to use somebody else. They certainly don't use Odell Beckham.
Woo! Remember that guy? He still play for us?
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Going to be boots on the ground tonight. Report back to you on all shenanigans from the Heat's house. We got a lot to react to tomorrow as well. Everybody have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless, the real Skip Bayless, wishing you a happy birthday. Any friend of Joy Taylor's is a friend of mine. I appreciate your support. I hope you have a great birthday, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me all these years.
Shut up, Marcos.
Hope you mother... have a good day.